Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by the King of Compliance, Mr. Paul Offley. Thanks for joining me today, Paul. I've got a question with regard to compliance.
Go for it.
The question is this. Can estate agents contact vendors of other properties that are on the market or landlords of other rental addresses, getting the details from the land registry or other databases? Where do we stand on the law? Talk to me.
Look, I totally get that it's absolutely important that if you're running a successful estate or letting agency business, that you have a way of generating new business and a way of promoting your services to people who may be interested in selling or letting their property. So I get that. And I think the key here is to make sure that compliance doesn't become a prevention of business, but it's to making sure that we do it in the right way. But UK GDPR, its new name since we left Brexit, really does govern what you can do with somebody's personal data.
Let's look at it in real life with estate agents, yeah, and then real life with letting agents. Okay, so okay. Where does the issues normally come up with estate agents?
Normally when an estate agent writes to somebody asking whether they would be interested in selling their property, or they note that their property is on the market with another agent and surprised it hasn't sold, and if they move to you, you will sell it straight away for them.
Classic touting letter. Okay, so what is against UK GDPR, right, and what's against it?
There's nothing wrong if you wish to send a touting letter, providing that touting letter, it's clear what you are touting for and it's not misleading in any way. But what would be wrong or could be wrong is if you put in that letter, "Dear Mr. Offley," because the minute you use my name, you're using my personal data and you are processing my personal data. And this is a big thing that people need to understand, that just because information is available in the public domain doesn't mean to say that you've got the right to use it. Every single organisation, all estate agents, every business has to be able to demonstrate a lawful basis for processing any personal data.
Okay, so... but if I've got my £35 a year licence from the ICO?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm compliant on my data protection by basically ensuring that the data doesn't get, you know, leak out or get, you know, then am I still compliant by putting Mr. Offley on there?
No, because the challenge to you would be, what is your lawful basis?
Okay, so people are going to pull out this legitimate interest, get out of jail card.
Yeah.
Okay, isn't my interest, the fact is that you're on the market with another estate agent and I can therefore help you with my services.
Okay, so if we want to follow it to the letter, legitimate interest is that you are making contact with somebody who's not going to be surprised to hear from you.
Okay.
So if you imagine you're the agent, I'm on the market with somebody else, and if all of a sudden I get a letter from you, I might think, well, hang on a minute, why? I've not spoken to you before, okay. I've not sent any inquiry to you before. Why are you writing to me? What is your legitimate interest? Because I've not been in touch with you. So legitimate interest should be somebody who you have had contact with and they are not surprised to hear from you.
Okay, so are you saying that that person needs to be on your mailing list previously?
But even if they're on your mailing list, what are they on your mailing list for? So this is it. So the purpose for contacting them, you would have to be able to justify why you are contacting
them. Has it ever gone to court where an estate agent has actually, because this is all supposition, isn't it?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever gone to law saying?
No.
So we can't prove whether it's right or wrong?
No. Technically speaking, it is totally against UK GDPR guidance. You've got to have consent. You know, there's 8 different lawful bases for processing. You've got to have consent where somebody's giving you absolute specific consent to do something. Legitimate interest, contract,
because that's law. That's the, you know, that is the way English law works, is that the law doesn't actually say you can do this and you can't do this.
It
has to be tested in a court of law.
Exactly.
So what we're saying is that's the law, but it hasn't been tested. So it really is down to each agent's take an opinion on it, take a point of view.
Yeah. Or what you've got to bear in mind is that people could report you to the ICO.
Yes.
So they could say that you're in breach because you've been doing this. Now, The issue that you've got to consider is that if all of a sudden ICO get 100 complaints against one estate agency business, they may decide to say, well, actually, hang on a minute, this isn't just a one-off error. You are deliberately marketing to people who you've got no legitimate interest to, we will issue you a fine.
But let's be frank, GDPR has been around now a couple of years, and I've not heard of anything.
I've not seen anything against estate agencies, no.
Okay, what about letting agents scraping the land registry certificate of the landlord and sending a letter?
Same applies. Just because you can get that information from the land registry doesn't mean to say that you've got the right to process that data. And every single organisation has to look at the facts, and they take a risk-based approach on what they're going to do. But you've got to be aware of it. So I think as long as somebody's aware of what risks could happen, and then you make that decision on what's right for your business.
What are the risks? What are the fines involved?
I mean, technically speaking, you can be fined quite as many millions of pounds. But I think that's more where you are deliberately selling your database onto somebody else. If you put it, turn around the other way, so if you're a consumer, what can you do? Because sometimes I get sort of queries from consumers where they say that, and I'll give you an example. We had a situation where, and it happens not a lot, but sometimes, where you go and take a property on the market and you take all your photographs, you load your photographs onto your property portal. And on this one occasion, the vendor was sat at home one night looking at their property, and they got to the final photograph and it was their passport. So somebody had taken a copy of their passport for money laundering purposes, and it had got loaded on as a part of their gallery. Complete error. And the agent removed it the minute they knew about it. The person probably thought that they were going to be in for some substantial compensation because that had happened. Now, in all those cases, I would say that you need to report that internally as a breach, because it was a breach of DPA. But the ICO is likely to look at the situation and say, have the rights and freedom of this individual suffered because of the result of you doing this? I think they're pretty understanding that odd mistakes happen.
They're pragmatic.
Very. Yes.
So there you go, boys and girls, in out there in estate agency land, is you have to take a risk-based approach and make your own judgments on whether that data is being used right, and the choice and the buck really comes down to you.
Absolutely, 100%. Be aware of your lawful basis for processing, know what they are, and you make the decision as the business owner.
Paul, thank you for your time today.
Pleasure.
Amazing as always.